Do you know what the Eureka Prize is? Well, it's considered to be the most prestigious science prize awarded in Australia. They're awarded by the Australian Museum across a range of categories. They were presented last night in Sydney at Sydney Town Hall. Now, the Eureka Prize for Innovation in Citizen Science was won by Questergame. What is Questergame and why did they win it? Co-founder of Questergame is David Haynes, and he joins me on the line. David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Explain to the listeners what Questergame is.
Questergame. Well, Questergame is essentially an outdoor adventure game. It's a mobile app that you can download, but the adventure is real. So players, their mission is to protect life on Earth. So it's a really great mission. And the way you do that is you play the game, you get outside, you start exploring, you submit photos with your phone of different life you can find in the wild, plants, animals, fungi. And then what happens is other players can help identify what you've found, or if you're a bit of an expert, you can identify it yourself. But it also goes into a collective intelligence system, and everyone helps identify it, including some world-top experts. So the players can learn what they're finding, but ultimately the important part is that if the players choose to share their data for science, it goes to open biodiversity research databases. So it actually does help researchers protect life on Earth.
So basically, if I wanted to download the app and I wanted to play, do you tell me, or does the game tell me what to go and look for, or I go and look for something, take a photo, upload it, and people score points by identifying what I've done?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways you can play. The easiest way to play is just open exploration. So you can download it and start playing anywhere, whether it's your backyard or in any park, or even indoors if you can find certain things hiding in corners. And you can just submit it anything. You can get points for what you find. So you get more points for rarer things in the databases, and people also get points for identifying, yeah. But so, there are also quests in the game, so there can be some directed activities to go and find this specific thing in this location to ramp it up.
So how many people, how far and wide has this spread?
Yeah, okay, so it's been going for, I joined the team about a year and a half ago.
Right.
The other two co-founders had kicked it off a little bit before I jumped on their momentum, which is fantastic. And now we've got tens of thousands of users. And we've had submissions from over 40 countries around the world. So obviously being an Australian company, we've got this great Australian base, but it's really exciting to start to see stuff coming from overseas as well.
So when you say these photos, these things that are uploaded go to a scientific database, so to speak, that means that scientists can have a look and they may find things that they know nothing about. You could even find a new species of fern or plant or moss or some sort of insect that no one's seen before.
That's exactly right. I mean, a lot of people don't realise just, we take nature for granted, but it is estimated that most of the species that exist in the world haven't yet been described by science. So there's a lot out there that we don't know. And even the things that we do know, we don't know a lot about where they are and how that's changing over time. So anyone that plays the game, their sightings can be valuable. And there's all sorts of interesting things that people who are looking at the data can find. Yeah, we see new, undescribed species come in of spiders. We had an indigenous kid from a student from out in remote Western Australia, and he actually found a spider, and the experts told him this is undescribed, this is a new species, this is fantastic.
Wow.
But there's other uses, like potentially people looking for biosecurity threats or looking at really rare species. We had last month, I think it was, up in Queensland, we had a regent honeyeater bird, which is critically endangered. So BirdLife Australia was telling us there's only a few hundred individuals known to be in Australia, and they hadn't seen them in months, but they try and monitor these guys quite closely. And then a Questergame player was just on a bit of a mission, they're having a clan-to-clan challenge, and he just came across a bird, and he thought, I'll just submit that, not knowing what it was. Turned out it was one of these things. So, yeah, it's just really fantastic.
That is great. I was thinking more along the simple lines of, particularly here in Brisbane, southwestern suburbs, someone might take a photo of a fire ant, for example, in an area that hasn't been seen before. Little things
exactly
like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the more people on the ground looking for these things, and even if they don't know what they're looking for, the system will pick it up, and all of a sudden they'll be aware that they've been on the front line of the fight against the fire ants or whatever the other threats might be. Yeah, that's right.
Great stuff. Congratulations on the win. And I think it's terrific. Not only the fact that you've been recognised, but what you're doing, because just a simple game, simple idea. And when you all of a sudden get other people investing in your idea and adding to your idea, you don't know what the limit is, do you, David?
No, that's exactly right. It's exactly right. I mean, a particular focus we've got at the moment is on community engagement. So we've got a program of local bioquests. So if there are organisations such as local councils, we're working with Sunshine Coast Council, for example, that want to be engaging their community and getting out exploring nature, contributing to citizen science, by all means get in contact with us. But from here, I mean...
It'd be great for schools too.
It's great for schools. We've got a bit of a spin-off product called Ranger Vision,
right,
which we're developing, and we're working towards having some inter-school competitions and things as well. But from here, like now that we've got this Eureka Prize, which was completely unexpected, today's been a bit of a whirlwind.
I can imagine, and I appreciate you giving us your time today on a busy day. The Eureka Prize for Innovation in Citizen Science, and it went to Questa Game. Well done, mate.
Thank you so much, Mark.
And that is David Haynes, the co-founder of Questa Game. Isn't that intriguing, the fact that something like that can take off around the world, 40 countries around the world, and it started here in Queensland.